This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following heated exchange of words between Treasury and opposition members on the issue of no confidence motion against the chairman, Jagdeep Dhankar. The motion was brought by Congress-led opposition. Mr. Dhankar said the House should reflect as to how many notices were received in the last 30 years against the chair and also during his tenure. The Lok Sabha is set to begin a two-day special discussion on the Constitution in a short while to mark the beginning of the 75th year of its adoption in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to reply to the two-day debate on the Constitution in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. The Rajya Sabha will hold the debate on the Constitution on the 16th and 17th of this month, and Prime Minister Modi is expected to reply to it on Tuesday in the Upper House. The debate on the Constitution has been the key demand of the opposition for the winter session of Parliament. The nation is paying tributes to the brave hearts who sacrificed their lives defending Parliament during a terrorist attack on this day in 2001. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remembered the courage and selfless service of the security personnel who laid down their lives in the Parliament attack. In her message, President Murmu reiterated India's unwavering resolve to combat terrorism and emphasized that the nation stands united against the forces of terror. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Prime Minister Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid floral tributes to the martyrs at Parliament House complex in New Delhi this morning. Later in his message, the Prime Minister said the country remains eternally grateful to the martyrs for their courage and dedication. Both Houses of Parliament also paid tributes to the martyrs of the 2001 Parliament attack. Members in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha also observed silence as a mark of respect to the brave security personnel. When the Lok Sabha met for proceedings, Speaker Om Birla said, on the 23rd anniversary of the tragic attack, the House reiterates its resolve to fight terrorism firmly. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said the day should serve as a stark reminder of the need for vigilance and unity in the face of challenges to national security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects today worth 7,000 crore rupees to bolster infrastructure at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh ahead of the Mahakumbh Mela. The Mahakumbh 2025 will be held from the 13th of January till the 26th of February at Prayagraj. The projects to be launched are related to railway, road and corridor works, including 10 new road overbridges or flyovers, beautification of ghats and riverfront roads, among others, to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, will co-chair the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi today. The two leaders co-chaired the 4th India-UAE Strategic Dialogue in New Delhi yesterday. A total of 6 schools in Delhi received bomb threats through emails during the morning hours today. Students have been sent back home as soon as authorities received the information. The bomb detection team and fire officials are present at the spot. Earlier this week as well, some schools in the national capital received bomb threats through email. Meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of India has received a bomb threat via email. The police have registered a case at the Mata Rama Bhai Ambedkar Marg police station in Mumbai, and efforts are underway to trace the sender. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Tamil Nadu today. Educational institutions have been closed for the day in 15 districts as a precautionary measure. The Regional Meteorological Department has predicted moderate to light showers at a few places in these districts, including Theni, Tanjavur, Tiruchi, Nagapattinam, Ramanathapuram and Thoothukudi today. In badminton, Indian women's doubles team of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand lost to the Japanese pair of Naomi Matsuyama and Chiharu Shida in the third group stage match of World Tour Finals at Hangzhou in China today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.